各位弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
欢迎来到神的殿中，我们要来继续思想神的话语。
Welcome to our church, and we're going to continue to study the Word of God.
今天的题目是从消费者到跟随者。
Today's topic is from consumer to the follower.
我们活在一个消费观念很强的时代里面。
So we live in a world where the idea of consumer is very important.
当我们进入一个商店的时候，
When we enter a store,
我们就会想说我们可以从这个商店里面得到什么好的东西。
And we start to think about what can we get and what can we receive from this store.
有时候我们来到上帝的面前也会有这样子的态度。
So sometimes we come in front of God, we have the similar kind of attitude.
我奉献了。
And I have provided my offering.
我服侍了。
I have served the church.
上帝，你要给我什么好处？
God, what benefit will I receive from you?
我们来到神的面前，有这种消费者的心态。
So we have this type of consumer attitude when we come in front of God.
在圣经里面有个人物。
In the Bible, there is this person.
他的名字叫做彼得。
His name is Peter.
他就有这种心态。
And he has this kind of mentality.
至少一开始的时候。
At least when he first started to follow Jesus.
所以呢，我们今天要来思想彼得的心态。
So today we wanted to study the mentality of Peter.
我们要思想的第二点是耶稣的责备。
And the second topic I want to talk about is the rebuke from Jesus.
最后，耶稣的解释。
And lastly, the explanation of Jesus.
我们从彼得的心态开始讲起。
Let's start withThe mentality of Peter.
彼得是一个渔夫。
Peter is a fisherman.
多多少少也是会精打细算的。
More or less, he has some business mind.
所以在马太福音第十九章第二十七节就这样子记载。
So in Mark's chapter 19, verse 27, it was recorded.
彼得对耶稣说：“看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得到什么呢？”
Peter answered to Jesus. He says, "Why?" Have we left everything to follow you? What then will there be for us?
有所撇下就必须要有所得着，这个是彼得消费者的心态。
Peter's attitude as a consumer is thinking what he has given up, he must receive something back.
我已经放弃了一切跟随你，你要给我什么？
I have already given up everything to follow you, but what will you give me?
可能彼得想要得到的是饮食。
Maybe Peter wants to receive food.
因为在第八章的时候，耶稣喂饱了好几千人。
Because in chapter 8, Jesus has fed thousands of people.
所以在彼得的观念里面，耶稣可能是面粉教的教主。
So Peter, in Peter's mind, Jesus is somebody who can feed the hungry.
1956年到1968年的时候，有很多从美国来的这个物资借着台湾的基督教天主教发很多面粉给台湾人。
From 1956 to 1968 in Taiwan, there's many organizations that came from America to for relief supply to give food and supply to the Taiwan people.
所以信耶稣的好处就是有饭吃。
So one benefit of belief in Jesus is that there will You hungry will be fed.
第二呢，信耶稣可能就不用担心健康的问题。
Secondly, if you believe in Jesus, maybe you don't have to worry about your health.
因为他是一个神医，摸谁谁的病就会好。
Because Jesus is a healer, whoever he touches, the sickness or it will be healed.
第三，信耶稣事业就能够成功。
Number three, when you believe in Jesus.You will have good wealth.
耶稣一句话，彼得就捞到了满满的鱼。
With Jesus, just say one word, and Peter will receive a boatload of fish.
第四个，信耶稣的好处可能就会有身份地位的提高。
The fourth benefit of believing Jesus is you will receive high position. Your position will get higher.
如果耶稣是以色列的救世主，是弥赛亚的话，
If Jesus is the Messiah, of Israel.
我们这些门徒跟随他的话，以后也会得到很高的地位嘛，对不对？
The disciples that followed him will receive a high position as well.
所以彼得跟随耶稣，他的动机是希望能够得到这些好处。
So when Peter follows Jesus, his motivation is he will receive all these benefits.
当耶稣讲说他要上十字架的时候，
When Jesus says, will be on the cross.
彼得是第一个阻止他的。
And Peter is the first person and try to stop him.
为什么呢？因为耶稣不能死。
Why? Because Jesus cannot die.
他带给我们的好处太多了。
He brings us too many good things.
约翰可以去死。
John, you can die.
雅各可以去死。
Jacob, you can die.
但是耶稣你不能去死。
But Jesus,You cannot die.
你可以给我们饮食、健康、成功以及地位。你是最后一个才要死的，你不可以先死。
You give us everything. You give us food, health, success, and position. You need to be the last person, to die.
在彼得眼中，耶稣是一个黄金母鸡。
In Peter's eyes, Jesus is, the ham that will lay golden eggs.
我撇下来一切跟从你。你要下几个黄金的蛋给我。
I have given up everything to follow you, and you have to give me, how many golden eggs?
这一节经文呢，在这个解经家 Craig Bloomberg 他解释到说，耶稣听完之后没有马上的责备彼得。
So the Craig Bloomberg is American commentator for the Bible, and He says that Jesus did not explain to Peter right away.
因为彼得这种消费者的心态
Because Peter's consumer mentality
是非常常见的
It's something that we've seen every day.
他的动机不单单只是自私而已
His motivation is not only selfishness.
他是一个对真正信仰的一个误解
He has confusion about This religion.
我们来到上帝的面前
When we come in front of a God,
很多时候好像进入一个庙里面，进入一个民间信仰里面。
Many times we felt like we went to like a folk temple.
我给你的香油钱，你就必须要祝福我的事业以及我所有的生活。
So I provided money to you, and you're supposed to give back the blessing.
如果信耶稣
If Believe in Jesus.
不能够解决你现在的问题的话
cannot solve your immediate problems.
为什么还要信他呢
Why do you have to believe in him?
这个是很多消费者的心态
And this is the consumer's mentality.
彼得是一个消费者
Peter is a consumer.
我们是不是也有这样子的观念在我们身上呢
And do we have this kind of attitude in us as well?
我奉献了
I gave the offering.
我服侍了
I serve the church.
我撇下了一切了。
I have given up many things.
我们能够得到什么呢？
What can we receive back?
于是耶稣最后就责备他。
Therefore, Jesus scolded him.
马太福音十九章，哦，对不起，耶稣就责备他。
Jesus rebuked him.
用了一个很强的字责备彼得。
He used a very strong word to rebuke him.
当彼得阻止耶稣上十字架的时候
，When Peter wants to stop Jesus to go to the cross.
耶稣说：“撒旦，退去吧。”
Jesus says, "Satan, please back off."
因为你不体贴神的意思，你只体贴人的意思。
Because you do not follow God's will, but you follow people's will.
耶稣的反应是非常反常的。
And this reaction is not very normal.
因为当一个人很重视我的性命的时候，我应该要很感动才对。
Because if somebody really cares for your life, you're supposed to be very moved.
耶稣要上十字架，彼得阻止他，爱耶稣的性命，耶稣反而讲说：“你退去吧。”
Because Peter loved Jesus, when he is going to the cross, Peter's trying to stop him. But Jesus instead says, "Back off."
前一阵子看到台湾一则新闻。
Not too long ago, there is a news, in Taiwan.
一个老人准备要去世，他最后一个月被一个看护照顾。
An old man is dying, and in the last month of his life, he was taken care of by one person.
就很感动，给了他1600万台币的房子。
And he was very touched, and he gave this caretaker $1.6 million of house.
儿女就抗议。
And his son and daughters didn't like it.
这老人讲说，我在临终的时候，只有这个看护最看重我的性命。
And this old man says, at the end of my life, this is the only person that takes care of me and takes care of my life.
耶稣要死了。
And Jesus is dying.
彼得第一个抓住他讲说，你不可以去死。
And Peter grabbed him first and says, you can't die.
耶稣竟然用非常反常的态度，你傻蛋，退去吧。
So instead, Jesus tell Peter, Satan, back off.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为彼得的动机不对。
Because Peter's motivation is not right.
我们动机有时候比我们的行为更重要。
So our motivation sometimes is even more important than how we act.
我们在神学院现在在写这个报告。
In my seminary school, I'm writing a report.
我就写得很头痛。
And I have a headache writing this report.
要请罗教授教我怎么写报告。
We have to ask Pastor Low to help me.
这个我们神学院的老师呢，就给了我们一本书。
And our teacher at our seminary gave us a book.
就在讲说写报告的时候，基本上有两种。
And he says in the book that when you write a report, there's two ways of doing it.
第一种呢，是比较属于 academic。
The first is leaning towards more academic.
写这个 academic 的这个报告呢，就必须要多一点观念，多点 concept.
So when you write an academic style report, you need to have a lot of many different ideas, different concept.
第二种报告是 professional, 专业的报告。
The other type of report is professional report.
这个报告的内容呢，就必须要多一点应用，多一点 practical, 还有 application。
And that this report needs to be more practical and more application.
于是我们神学院的老师就讲了。
Therefore, the professor at our school said this.
读神学院的课写报告，不能只写应用方面。
When you write a report in our school, you can't just write about application.
也要写 concept, 观念方面。
You have to write about concept and ideas.
是一个人所有的行为都对。
If a person's He's absolutely 100% right all the time.
可是他的观念动机是错误的。
But his motivation is not right.
在神面前都要被责备。
In front of God, he will be rebuked.
一个财主他奉献再多。
There's a wealthy person, no matter how much he gave.
他的动机不对，神都不喜悦。
And if his motivation is not right, God is not pleased.
彼得他再怎么样劝耶稣不要去死。
No matter how Peter Ask God, Jesus not to die.
他的这个 motivation 不是对的，耶稣都要责备他。
And when his motivation is not on the not right,
因为彼得他的心态是一个消费者的心态。
Because Peter's mentality is a consumer's mentality.
于是耶稣就责备他了。
And therefore, Jesus scolded him.
我们来看这个 video 好吗？
There's a short video we would like to watch.
我之前讲过这个。Prosperity 就是丰富神学的这个 video John Piper 牧师就用两分多钟的时间来告诉我们他的看法我们来看一看
I don't know what you feel about the prosperity gospel the health, wealth and prosperity gospel but I'll tell you what I feel about it not the gospel. It's being exported from this country to Africa and Asia, selling a bill of goods to the poorest of the poor. Believe this message, your pigs won't die, your wife won't have miscarriages, you have rings on your fingers and coats on your back. That's coming out of America. The people that ought to be giving our money and our time and our lives.Instead, selling a bunch of crap called gospel. And here's the reason it is so horrible. When was the last time that any American, African, Asian ever said, Jesus is all satisfying because you drove a BMW? Never. They'll say, Jesus give you that?Yeah, well, I'll take Jesus. That's idolatry. That's not the gospel. That's elevating gifts above giver
I'll tell you what makes Jesus look beautiful is when you smash your car and your little girl goes flying through the windshield and lands like dead on the street. And you say, through the deepest possible pain, God is enough. God is enough. He is good. He will take care of us. He will satisfy us. He will get us through this. He is our treasure. Whom have I in heaven but you, and on earth there's nothing that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart, my little girl may fail, but you are the strength of my heart and my portion forever. That makes God look. As God, not as giver of cars or safety or health. Oh, how I pray that America would be purged of the health, wealth, and prosperity God, and that the Christian church would be marked by suffering for Christ. God is most glorified in you when you are most satisfied in Him in the midst of loss, not prosperity.
Oh, 谢谢。所以 John Piper 牧师就把这个时代的一个重要的问题讲出来了。
So Pastor John Piper has pointed out this important issue in the world today.
如果现在上帝把所有的祝福从我们身上移开，
If at this moment God takes away all the blessing in our lives，
如果我们再怎么样祷告上帝不医治我们的疾病，
If we pray and God never listened to any of our prayers,
我们会不会继续跟随这个上帝？
Or we continue to follow our God?
我们是不是重视上帝给的东西过于上帝的本身？
Do we think that the blessings, the things that God has given us, is more important than God Himself?
我们是不是像民间的信仰一样？
Do we want to be like the folks?That believes in the folk religion.
上帝啊，我已经给了，我能够得到什么呢？
God, I have already given. What can I receive back?
耶稣责备彼得这种消费者的心态。
Jesus scolded Peter, his mentality as a consumer.
你再怎么关心我，
No matter how you care about me,
你不要我上十字架。
You don't want me to go.Be hung on the cross,
是因为你把我当作一个黄金母鸡。
Because you think I am a hen that will lay golden eggs.
你是一个商人精打细算的动机来跟我做生意交换条件。
You were a merchant and businessman who calculate the very carefully how you receive a benefit.
撒旦退去吧。
Satan, please.
于是呢，耶稣就解释了。
So Jesus then explained.
我要这一些门徒来跟随我。
I want these disciples to follow me.
我不要他们做消费者。
I don't want them to be the consumers.
我要他们做跟随者。
I want them to be followers.
消费者和跟随者有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between a consumer and a follower?
第一，跟随者的信仰是自己的。
First, the consumer's belief.Is their own.
消费者常常是盲目跟随大众的。
The consumer follows blindly.
一个消费者上这个 Amazon.com 亚马逊网站买东西的时候，
When consumer were on the Amazon.com to buy product,
都会看说有多少买者买的人他们的评价以及这个留言。
They will first take a look at the reviews.Of the previous buyers of this product.
可是一个跟随者，
But a follower,
众无人愿意，
Nobody wants to do that.
我仍要跟随，
I still wanted to follow.
耶稣基督的福音，
The gospel of Jesus.
在当时的时代，如果有网络上面的评分的话，
At the time when Peter is alive, if there are reviews on the internet,
可能耶稣只会得到一颗星，
And Jesus may only receive one star.
你跟他吗？
You follow him?
我们跟随耶稣。
When we follow him?
耶稣讲说，若有一个人要跟从我。
If there is one person who wants to follow me.
马太福音十九章二十一节，若有一个人，不是一群人，若有一个人要跟随我。
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 10, he says that if there's one person who wants to follow me,
我们跟随耶稣的时候,
and when we follow Jesus,
是因为我们的朋友也来教会,
is it because that our friends that comes to follow Jesus?
我们的家人祷告之后并得医治,
because our family prayed and they received the healing.
所以我们也盲目的跟一群人来跟随他吗?
So we also blindly follow with this other group of people.
如果是这样子的话,
if that is the case,
我们还是消费者,
we are still consumers.
我们若是消费者的话,
and if we are consumers,
我们常常就跟一群人去复兴会,
and we go with a group of people to the revival,
跟一群人去退休会,
go with a group of people to
跟一群人在布道会里面哭,
and we cry during the sermon with a group of people.
然后大家一起觉知,
and we commit to Jesus together.
然后回家之后, 大家一起忘记,
and when we get home, we all together forget everything.
一个真正的跟随者,
a real follower
是像马丁路德一样的,
is like Martin Luther.
当时最高的宗教的权力以及政治的权力,
the highest level of religion and highest level of government.
每一个人都在反对马丁路德的时候,
everybody is going against Martin Luther.
他不看群众的反应,
he does not see the reaction of the public.
他一个人肯跟随耶稣,
he by himself could follow Jesus.
第二个消费者跟跟随者不同的地方,
the second difference between the consumer and follower,
就是一个真正跟随神的人会把神放第一位,
and if you're a real follower, you will put God as the first priority.
所以耶稣讲说要舍己,
and Jesus says to give yourself.
一个消费者会把自己的得失放为第一位,
the consumer is going to put priority on his own gain.
你知不知道一个做生意的人,
do you know if a businessman would do?
他就会问自己, 我要怎么样从顾客的角度和心态去想, 能够满足他们的需要赚更多的钱?
His motivation is to think from the angle of a consumer to see what their thoughts are and how they can make more money on it.
我是一个消费者的话,
if I'm a consumer,
我买东西都会问自己几个问题,
if I buy a product, I have to ask myself several questions.
我买这个东西会不会带给我更多的金钱?
First, if I buy this, will it bring me more money?
所以有些人请一些股票的评论家为什么要付钱呢? 因为这个人我付了钱之后, 他可以带给我更多的利益。
So people ask for a financial consultant to buy stock, or have to pay them because they will bring more benefit.
第二, 我消费了, 我花这个钱, 能不能带给我更多的安全?
Secondly, if I spent this money as a consumer, it would bring me more safety.
脸书这个社交网站的创办人, 他从2015年到今年, 他花了20个million 做 security 人身安全的工作。
So the CEO of Facebook from 2015 until today, he spent $60 million to spend on security.
第三, 我花这个钱, 能不能让我能够变得更出名?
Number three, when I spent this money as a consumer, will it make me more famous?
我们喜欢看NBA的人都知道这个, 金州勇士队 Curry 他出了第五代的球鞋。
We know if you're an NBA fan, you know the Golden State Warriors, Stephen Curry, he has the fifth generation shoes for him.
花钱就可以赶潮流嘛, 赶流行嘛, 所以让我能够更出名。
So you spent the money, you will get more popularity, you will be more famous.
第四, 我花这个钱, 能不能让我更健康?
And number four, when you spend this money, will you make my health better?
买维他命,
buy, for example, vitamins.
第五, 我花这个钱, 能不能让我得到爱?
Number five, if I spent this money, will I receive love?
第六, 我花这个钱, 能不能让我有自我的成长?
And number six, if I spend this money, will I have growth?
第七, 我花这个钱, 能不能让我去度假, 能够快乐?
And number seven, if I spend this money, would I have a great vacation? I can feel pleased.
消费者心态去花钱的时候,
when we spend money from a consumer mentality,
基本上就是为这七个大的目的,
basically, we wanted to receive these seven things.
都是把我自己当作优先,
and the priority is always myself.
但是一个基督的跟随者,
but if you were Jesus follower,
他这个身份的地位开始转换了,
and your position would start to change.
他是舍己把基督的得失当作第一。
He put Jesus first.
在这边讲说我们当舍己。
He says, when we give up, give ourselves.
表示这句话是必要的，不是一个建议。
And we, this is necessity. Is not just something that suggested.
当使徒彼得了解了这个道理之后
，When Peter realized this importance,
他就从了一个消费者，慢慢开始变成了一个跟随者。
And he slowly shift from a consumer.To a follower.
在使徒行传第四章第十九节
In Acts chapter 4 verse 19
彼得怎么说呢
What does Peter said in his reaction?
四章十九节彼得和约翰就说听从你们不听从神这是在神面前合理不合理你们自己去商量吧
It says But Peter and John reply Which is right in God's eyes To listen to youor to him, you'll be the judges.
请你注意。
Please pay attention.
彼得在这边，他最重视第一件最重视的事情，不是他的性命。
Right here, Peter's highest priority is not his own life.
他最重视的一件事情，不是他的安危。
The thing that he emphasized is not his comfort.
他讲说，我听从你们，不听从上帝，这样子合不合理？你们自己说。
He says that I listen to you instead of listen to God. This is...Correct, you be the judge.
他把上帝当作他的优先。
He treat God as his number one priority.
他已经不是一个消费者。
He's not a consumer at this point anymore.
他是一个跟随者。
He is a follower of Jesus.
我们在今天这个时代。
In today's world,
我们进入一个商店。
We enter a store.
第一个要问的问题,
the first question you want to ask,
这个地方能够带给我什么好处?
What can this place bring to me?
我们常常也用这种心态来到神的面前。
And we use this attitude, mentality.
主啊, 我撇下了一切。
God, I gave out everything.
我能够得到什么呢?
But what can I receive?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
请问我们来到上帝的面前。
I ask you when you come in front of God,
我们是一个消费者。
Are you a consumer?
还是一个跟随者?
Or are you a follower?
众无人愿意。
And nobody wants to decide.
主啊，你把所有的祝福都拿走了。
You take away all your blessings.
但是有主耶稣基督，我就满足了。
But if Jesus is still in my heart, I'm satisfied.
我单单跟随你。
And we'll follow you by myself.
但愿这一篇道能够给我们提醒。
May the sermon be in our mind all the time.
我们一起来祷告。亲爱的上帝，我们在彼得的话语里面，我们看到他是以消费的心态来跟随你，主，但是他慢慢改变了，他甚至愿意舍命来跟随耶稣基督，他的顺序改变了，不再把自己当作优先，只要主的名能够得荣耀，只要主的话不被违背，他愿意放弃，牺牲一切。但愿我们身上也能够有这样子的改变，就我们已经多少年用消费者的心态来跟随你，但愿我们也能够像彼得一样有这样子的一个 改变，从现在开始，就我们要成为你的跟随者，而不是来到你的面前时常跟你交换条件，求主能够怜悯看顾赐福这篇道给我们祝福，祷告乃是奉基督的圣名，阿们。